We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Beis. So the Mishnah, Nochri Shehilva Es Yisrael Al Chemtzai. You have a Goy, a non-Jew, that lent money to a Yisrael, and they used the Chometz of the Yisrael as a Mashkin. That the Nochri lent them, you know, $1,000 to the Yid, and he says, give me a Mashkin. So he gave him his Chometz, $1,000 worth of Chometz for a Mashkin. After Pesach, Mutter Bahano. The halacha is that after Pesach, it's Mutter Bahano. And we'll see in the Gemara why. But meanwhile, we'll learn that Pshat is that he gave, like the Marshal later on, that they gave the Mashkin to the Nachri to keep in his house. So therefore, it's like it belongs to the Nachri already, and it's Mutter Bahano after Pesach, because the Nachri had a Shibud on it, and it was in his Rishos. Yisrael, the opposite case, Shehilva Esi Nachri Al Chemtzai, or Yisrael lent money to a guy, and the guy gave him chametz, put in his house chametz as a mashkin. Then achar Pesach also bahano. After Pesach it's also bahano. So that's the two halves of this Mishnah. Either when a guy lends to a yid on the Yisrael's chametz, or the opposite, the Yisrael lent to a guy on the guy's chametz. And the halacha is whoever is the malva who has the shiba, it seems like he's considered like the owner, and therefore, if it belongs to the guy, if the guy was the malves, then it's mutvahna. If the straw was the malves, then it's osvahna. But the Gemara later on, in bottom laman alpha and alpha, will explain this for Ahmed the Gemara, they'll explain this Mishnah. First, the Gemara brings in a machlaikis, a shas machlaikis, itmar. Bal chayv, and bay omal mefrehu geva, v'rova omal mekan lahabahu geva. The shayla here machlaikis is like this. Someone lends money to his friend, and his friend said, I'm giving you this field is a mishubud to pay you up. If I don't pay you up, this field will be a shibud to pay up the chayv, pay up the loan. And what happens is, he defaults on the loan, and the guy lands up, the malva lands up getting the field, getting this piece of property. So the halacha is that, when is that considered his? Is that considered his from beginning of the chayv? It's considered like when I lent the money, that's when I already purchased basically this piece of property, or it's mekan la'ba, that avada, the property belongs to the loiva, belongs to the person who took the loan until he doesn't pay up. Once he doesn't pay up, then it goes to him. That's the shayla, mekan la'ba, mafrei ogeva, or mafrei ogeva. Itma, ba'choyva, vayam mafrei ogeva. When he pays up, it's considered retroactively that it belonged to the property, belonged to the malva from the beginning already, from when he made the loan. Rava, mekan la'ba ogeva. Only when he defaults on the loan, from then on, the property belongs to the malva. So Gemara explains what's the nafkamina. Gemara says, "Kol hecha de akdash loiva." Any time in this time frame, let's say, you know, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he made the loan and he had to pay back by Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and he didn't pay back Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's when he got the property. So that's pashut. If between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the loiva made this property hektish, or he sold to someone. Everyone made them that it's not his completely. The malva has a shibud on it. Kol eicha de akdash loiva v'zav on loiva kuli am lepligi de osi malva. The malva comes with taruf v'osi malva parak. The malva comes and takes it away from the lokeh, the person who bought it. Says I have it first, even though you don't hold my freya goiva, but still he has a shibud on it. He definitely has a lien on the property. And also if it's hektish, osi malva parak. The malva comes. And it's paide, the tanan. Moisei v'dinu paide is in chasam elu. The halacha is by hektish. Really, it should be exactly like if he sold it, that the malva would come and say, "I have a shiba before hektish. It belongs to me. You don't. Hektish doesn't get it. But since it's bezoyin, it's a zera that people don't see that you just take it from hektish. I think hektish goes out without redeeming it. Therefore, halacha is you have to add a dinner. You have to at least paide with a dinner, something, some kind of money." To be paid the property, but you could go ahead and forcefully pay the property for a small amount of money because you have a shibud first. So that's kuli amoide. Even if you hold like Rava, Mekan Laba, Hugaiva, but that's for sure that from the beginning, from the Hava already, there's a lien on the property, that's for sure. Maybe it's not yours completely, but it's a lien on the property, kuli amo. So where's the machlaikis? The machlaikis is, ki pligi dezov in malve. If the malve decides in that Chodesh Nisan, he decides to sell it. Now, he didn't get it yet. So he pleads dissolving malva kadosh malva. The malva sold it, or the malva was makdish. Abaye amal frehu gaiva. Abaye says that from when he defaults on the loan, and now he got the property. It's clearly he had the property from the beginning, from his chayish nisa already. So kiven the mata zimri loypari. Since he didn't pay up, igloy milsa mafreya. It's megal mafreya. The mekara b'shusi avakaya. This property was his from the beginning because mafreya gaiva. It's a good hektish, it's a good selling. But Rav Amam, Mekan Lahabah, who gave it? Rav holds that Mekan Lahabah, Kimin Ilu Havale Zuzi, have Mesalak Le Mezuzi, what's the Raya? It says, since if he wanted, the loiver wanted, he could have paid up and keep his property. He had a full option, no one could stop him. So the Hashtag Kakani comes out that's really from now on his kindness because he had the full rights to purchase, to keep this at any time. And therefore, Avada, it's called that it's a Mekan Lahaba, and the Hekdash does not work. So we're saying like this, that if the loiver is Makdashit in this time, then it, for sure the Malva has a lien on it. But if the Malva is Makdashit, it's Machlaikis. According to Abaya, it works. According to Rava, it does not work. Now, Rashi speaks out in the first case where the loiver is Makdashit, why Taka does the lien work? Because he says it goes into the din that you can't be Makdashom, it's not your Bershusai. It's not called Bershusai in a case where you have, Malva has a lien on it. Because to a certain extent, it's not Mamash Bershusai, and therefore you can't be Makdashit. Akaponim, that's the Machlekes Rava and a Baya, but Mekan Labahu Freya or Mekan Labahu Geva or Lafrehu Geva. So now the Gemara is going to have a Kasha on, before we get to our Mishnah, Gemara is going to ask a Kasha, Astira Rava on Rava. Me on Rava Haki, I can say Rava holds that Mekan Labahu Geva, because I'm going to ask you from a certain story that happened. A certain halacha. Ruven Shemacha sold to Shimon Ba'achrayis. Ruven sold a property to Shimon Ba'achrayis. And he sold it with insurance, basically. He sold this property to Shimon, and he said that if my Bachayv takes away from you, I'm going to pay you back. There's a Chrayis here. Ruben Shmach HaSol Shimon Bachrayis. V'zokver Lava Milva. But the problem was here, Shimon didn't pay right away. He wrote a shtar, I owe you $100,000 for the property, but he didn't pay him yet. So Ruben sold a field to Shimon Bachrayis, a property to Shimon. Shimon was koinit, made a kinyan, and he wrote a shtar, I owe you $100,000 to Reuven. And what happened was, and Reuven has no other properties, but Reuven does have someone that he owes money to. So Meis Reuven, Reuven died. V'asa b'achayv de Reuven, and Reuven had a debt to someone, he came. Mitaraf lay m'shimon, and he went, and he took the property from Shimon. Said, I was first, you know, I'll shiva on this property. So now, Shimon had a chrayis. He had insurance on this thing from Reuven that if someone takes it, he gets it back from Reuven. But he also owes Reuven money also, so it's a little bit of a wash. But let's see what happened first. So the Bachayv wanted to collect the property from Shimon. So Shimon took money that he was going to pay to Reuven as for the $100,000 he was going to pay for the field, for the property. He went ahead and gave it to this Bachayv and said, here, take your money and let me keep the field. So now, we'll go back to the Yisraim for Reuven and say, you know, you really owe me a chrayis, insurance. I have to pay $100,000 to save the property. And I owe you $100,000, so let it be a wash. Finished. The halacha is, dinahu, the also bnei Reuven v'amalei l'shimon. The halacha is that the Yisraim of Reuven tells Shimon like this, ana metathli shavak avun gavach, metathli asma achar lemishtabli. He says that if we get money from someone, we don't have to pay back our father's chayvus. So here, it's considered like we got money. You owe us money, right? You owe us money. Shimon bought a property, owes $100,000. When you pay me the $100,000, you can't take that back for insurance because money is not meshubed to insurance. Only properties are meshubed to insurance. So here, they'll walk over to Shimon and say, you know, you owe me $100,000 for the property. So give me $100,000. Then he'll say, I'm collecting it back for insurance. No. Metaltum is not meshubah to insurance. So you have to pay me the chayiv you owe me. Don't tell me taking it back because I owe you insurance. You only collect the chrayis from properties. The only same, only meshubah, the only properties are meshubah to the father's chayivus. But you owe me money. That's not meshubah. That's only karkas meshubah. V'amar Rava. So what's the etzah? Rava says, what's the etzah? If he wants to collect his echrayis, what's the etzah? So you have a simple etzah. Usually, when you have a chayiv, you have to pay money. You have to pay cash, kesef. You can't pay karka. But here, he could say, you know, I don't have karka, and I want to pay off my chayiv, I want to pay up cash. V'amar Rava. Yipikeach shimin magbilu ara. I don't have cash. I'm going to pay you up for my property. I'm going to pay you with karka. He said, you know, right now Shimon's left with the property because he was Mephias, the Baal Choyv, who came to collect. So he had the property. He said, I'm going to pay you here. Here, I'm paying you back this own property, and I'll go then and collect it for my insurance. And then I'll go collect it from you.
This works even if he really does have money to pay.
Yeah, he can say he doesn't have money. Yeah, it works. He paid up his chayv. Yeah, he has to pay up with money. But if he says he doesn't have money, he can pay up with. He's paying up his chayv. It works. Yeah, yeah. Just like it's like a din that I could demand cash. But if you don't have, if I don't have cash,
it really doesn't have cash.
Yeah, he'll give away his cash to someone else, or he'll say he doesn't have cash, and then the best will say, yeah, it's a good payment. Now the problem is that how is it meshubed? Dom Rav Nachman. Yisoymen shigova karka b'chayv esaviyim. If Yisoymen collect karka on the chayv of the father, b'chayv, other b'chayv, chayv z'gayv esmem, another b'chayv collected it. So let's think about, analyze this now. He's the Yisoymen getting a karka now after the death of the father. Is that karka meshubed to the chayv of his father? We said money is not meshubed. What about karka? So if you get karka afterwards, you buy your own karka, how is that meshubed? So it must be Iamrit Bishlam Mafrehu Gaiva. If you hold every time a Bachayv pays back, you look at it Ki'ilu, it belonged to the Malva from the beginning. So here, when I pay back with a karka, so that karka belonged to the father in his while he's alive, when he made the chayv. So Amta Lahakhi Khaizav Gaiva Isamahem. Therefore, you could go collect now from the Yisoymim, because it's Meshubit. The commander gov Machayim Davundam. It's like the father got this piece of property in his lifetime. Because Mafreya Goiva, it means it's like he collected this piece of property from when he gave the loan, when he lent the money. Eliyam is Kan Labahu Goiva. If we're saying Rava holds Kan Labahu Goiva, what's Pshah in this halacha? Amai Chayzer Goiva Isavahen. Why in the world do you go back and collect from this? I have a command, the Zovin Yasmi Nichsidom. It's like Yisrael bought the Nechasim now. The Ilu Kani Yisami Nichsi, Mikam Ashtar Bachayv. If Yisrael bought in the chasim, mikom shtavu v'achayv, tamam shtavu v'achayv. It has to be afreya goyva, because if Yisoymen now take their money, even the father's money, and they buy something, that's not meshubed. So here, why is it meshubed? It must be meshubed l'mafreya. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, if Rava holds the mekan l'bal goyva, what kind of eitzah is that to give the karka and to recollect it? L'chayra doesn't. It won't be meshubed to Zacharias at all. Why not? Because the Yisoymen got it now after the death of the father. So my answer is no. Here, it does work. Why? Shani Hasam the Ambalahu, Kehechet Mishtab the Leila Avucham, Mishtab Nam Vachayv the Avucham. Just like there was a Shibud to your father, I owed money to your father. Just like I owed money to your father, I owed money to the Baal Chayv of your father. Because it didn't call the Shibud to Rav Nassim. You have Reuven borrowed from Shimon and Shimon borrowed from Levi. So Reuven owes money to Shimon and Shimon owes to Levi. So it's like Reuven owes to Levi. It's like considered a chay from Reuven to Levi. How do we know that? It says in the pasuk, "Tamalayim and Nosin Lasha Asham Loi." You give it to the one who doesn't say the person who lent you money. A person who owns the keren, who the bottom line and the buck ends by him. So here, that's why he owes to Levi. So here, this story of Reuven and Shimon with the property, Shimon Tan is like this. You're right, I owe Reuven money, but if Reuven owes someone else money, so then I give money to that person. Now here, Reuven owes someone money. You know who it is? Me. Reuven owes me. I owe Reuven money. Reuven owes me money. So I have shabud or nothing to myself. So if shabud or nothing to myself, I can take this property and pay it straight to the Baal Chayv. Because just like I'm a shabud to Shimon, I'm a shabud to the Baal Chayv. I'm a shabud to Reuven. I'm a shabud to the Baal Chayv of Reuven. Who is that Baal Chayv? That Baal Chayv is me. Because Reuven owes me money for insurance. So I can take the payment and say, I'm not paying the assignment. I'm paying the person who Reuven owes money to, which is me. And therefore, he could keep the property, which basically means when he says ipekach shimon magbul arav hadagav meir, means that it's like I'm paying up the chayv of Reuven by paying myself up. I am paying my chayv to Reuven. That's what I'm doing. Which Abu Rav Nosson, it's kilo I'm paying for that. Why can't you do kesef? Kesef, it's a good question. I mean, if you're doing Shabbat Rav Nassim already, you could have done
you could have done kesef. It could be there's no shibud on. It has to be something that passes as shibud. It could be even shibud Rav Nosson. It has to be something that could be a lien on it. It has to be something on this property is a lien that just like this Reuven had a lien on this property because I owed him money. He owed me money. It has to be on a piece of property. I guess if it's on kesef, there's nothing to put the shibud on. If something, if a chayiv of money starts after could be not. But it's a good question. I have to think about that question. Why the Akka has to be karka? I think the Gemara is because it has to be a shibud. It sounds like the Gemara, it's meshubud.
In regular,
what's called
shibud?
Yeah.
You need
karka?
No, usually in the karka.
Because if it's not karka over here, you there you have the Baal Chayiv himself, so it's different. They have a shibud or guf. But here's no shibud or guf.
Right.
Yeah, because no shibud or guf on the assignment. Ake kach, that some ask that here is a little worse than Shibur Rav Nosson. You just Shibur Rav Nosson that goes through the middle guy. Here, if it went through the middle guy, it would stop. Because the middle people are Yisraelim now. That's a chiddush Shibur Rav Nosson. But it's a nikuvin karka. You can't, l'chayr Shibur Rav Nosson even by money, but here, l'chayr, but it's a good question. It's a good question. But Tais really asked the kasha. Tais says the kasha. Okay, so that's so far we brought in a Zayit Exach from Mekan Labo and Freya, and Mekan Labo Goyim and Freya Goyim. Now we're going to go to Chametz.